Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, it's that time of the week. Time for the big boy, Mark Gabali of the Pat McAfee Show. I like that introduction. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Question is he going to be on video here? Limits. Yes or no?
No, Mark refused.
You refused? On what grounds?
No, he's at practice.
Oh. Mark?
Joe?
How are you?
Good. You want me to violate Steelers rules by videotaping practice? Is that what you're telling me?
I wouldn't mind, actually. That would make for an exciting day. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Is Eli Manning a first ballot Hall of Famer, in your opinion?
Oh, production-wise, no, but he will, just for the fact that he had those two monster playoff wins, or Super Bowl wins. So, yeah, I think he'll be it, but now you can
should
have a discussion of should he be. I would say no, depending on who else is available. If it's between him and Roethlisberger, I would definitely go Ben over him if it's a first ballot type of thing, but we know how the rules are. There's only one quarterback that doesn't have two Super Bowls in the Hall of Fame. Is that like Jim Plunkett or something like that? So, you know, he's getting in first ballot. Probably, yeah.
How about the Steelers nominees this year? I believe it was Hines, James Harrison, James Farrier, Gary Anderson, Casey Hampton.
Don't get me started on the Hines Ward debate here, because this is the time of the year it gets me angry every year, because, you know, he's by far worthy to be in this Hall of Fame. He should have been worthy. He's a 1,000-yard receiver. He's a guy that's have all the accolades of two Super Bowls, a Super Bowl MVP. He's a huge big game player. If you look at all the big games, he would come up big in them. Don't forget the blocking. And if you want to do comparisons, you put his numbers right next to Andre Reed, and they're almost identical. And Andre Reed got in about 7 years ago, and Hines is still waiting. And Andre Reed lost four Super Bowls, and Hines won two. So I think Hines is well past deserving being in there, but it's not going to happen, man. It's just not going to happen. It's a shame.
It really is a shame that I've been railing against for, what, a decade now. Here's a couple of hot takes that I presented earlier in the show that had people, including City Limits, quite upset.
Uh-oh.
Two of them. I think the James Harrison play is a better football play than the Immaculate Reception. Two, I forgot two. What was my other hot take?
Was it the Tony Romo one?
No. I can't remember. Deal with one while I think of two.
Gardner Minshew's really good.
Yeah, that was one. Gardner Minshew is the perfect outlaw quarterback with the mustache and everything. Rejected by other teams. He's the perfect Raiders quarterback. But what do you think of the James Harris? Oh, the other one was that I would vote for James Farrier over James Harrison as a Hall of Famer. I think he's one of the most underrated players in football history. I know Harrison won a Defensive Player of the Year, and that's sometimes your ticket in. Farrier was four votes from beating out the great Ed Reed one year.
I remember that year. He should have won it that year, 04. That was one of my first years on the beat, maybe my second year on the beat. He was robbed. In my opinion, if his name wasn't Ed Reed at the time, he was Farrier absolutely deserved that. I mean, I haven't really dove into the Farrier numbers to see how they're compared to anybody else. But I just tell you, he was an absolute fabulous player when he got here in those, what, 6-7 years he was here. I mean, he was the ultimate, consummate leader and pro. I mean, he had decent numbers. I'm sure, like I said, I would probably have to look at him a little bit more. Harrison has those big plays. Harrison has the sack lead.
He's a sack guy. Yeah, and Harrison was great. Don't get me wrong, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably go Harrison over Farrier. I don't think either one of them would make it, but Farrier is very much forgotten, I do believe, when you talk about the greats of all-time Steelers defense. There's a lot of greats of the Steelers defense. So if you're going to put him in the top 20 maybe, top 15 of all-time Steelers defenders, I wouldn't argue that. As for that play, I mean, that's tough because you got the immaculate reception that meant so much to the organization, but it was a fluke play, and you just had an absolute fabulous play that you'll probably never see again, which I guess you would never see the immaculate reception again. And Harrison, that absolutely turned that game around, basically gave you a Super Bowl. I think, obviously, Franco's play meant more to the organization, but the better play was probably Harrison.
He agrees with my hot takes, or at least one of them. Here's, by the way, on Farrier. And I would urge you to look this up at a time of your convenience, big boy. How many people in history have double figures career-wise in these categories?
I'm guessing it's only going to be Farrier, but go ahead.
It's not only. No, there's a fair amount, but all great players. Interceptions, 11. Forced fumbles, 18. Fumble recoveries, 12. Sacks, 35 and a half. Just go across that little board, and I'll give you this little treat, too. He had 1,440 tackles and nearly 100 tackles for loss. Just an unbelievable player. Plus, as you mentioned, he was the leader of those really good defenses. Yep. And he won two Super Bowls, which is limits qualification for anybody getting in the Hall of Fame. He won two Super Bowls.
Plus, he had a really cool neck roll, too, right?
Yeah, he did,
But, you know, let me tell you something. I know something for a fact for Farrier, during his later years, he was playing inside linebacker at 215.
Yes.
Imagine that nowadays, man. Those inside linebackers are more 240, 250 now. I mean, back in the mid-90s, LeVon Kirkland was pushing 3, but he was playing at 215. He looked like a wide receiver nowadays. So he was able to accomplish all of that while being, you know, not a big man. Not a big man at all, but he'd knock your head off. I'm a big Farrier fan. And that's some deep research by you, Joe. Very impressed.
Thank you. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing. Up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 77 today with cloudy skies. Let's get to Broderick Jones. He has been a lightning rod. Mike Tomlin saying yesterday, he's still going to get his chance. I don't know when that's going to come, Mark, but I do know this. Chris Hoke, after the game the other day, said that he didn't sense Broderick was very interested, didn't seem interested in training camp. You were on this station a day later, and you said, and I quote, "I heard that maybe Broderick wasn't very interested after he found out he wasn't going to start this week." That throws little sparks on the fire here. What are you guys getting at?
Well, the point is now is I think moving forward here, it's like, let's see how he reacts to this. If he goes out there and pouts and doesn't practice well.
Has he done those things already?
Well, I'm just saying after the benching, quote, let's see what he does here. Today's obvious first practice here in the start about 15 minutes ago. Let's see how he reacts to that, and that will determine how much of an opportunity he gets moving forward. I don't see at this point right now that Broderick Jones is going to return to the starting lineup unless two things happen. He's going to have to go out there and bust his butt, number one. And number two is somebody's going to have to fail on that offensive line, if it's Fatanu, if it's Dan Moore. Because if those two going how they are right now, you're just not putting Broderick Jones back in. I'm not nowhere near being ready to throw out Broderick Jones and label him a bust. Absolutely
no, and
not.
Nobody said you did that. Him. But you did say, and I want to know what you meant when you said, I heard maybe he wasn't very interested after he found out he wasn't going to start this week.
Well,
he
just body language.
And then you said he just didn't look like he was that engaged. What did you mean by that?
The body language. I mean, once again, this is me just reading what you see.
Yeah.
Who knows me? But it just didn't seem like he was a guy that was preparing like he was preparing, looking like he was going to play and wasn't too happy about it. Maybe he can blame himself for it or whatsoever. That's what it sounded like. But once again, he's a very young guy. I mean, Ryan Shazier was benched the second half of his rookie year because he was coming off injury and he really didn't approach coming off the injury as well as they wanted him to do. So they sat him for a couple of days. And we'll see how that turned out pretty well, too. So this might be partly because of, you know, trying to get him back on track, partly because he's not playing as well now as well, and partly because they have two guys that are playing pretty decent right now. So let's see how this moves forward. I think Broderick Jones will rebound. I think eventually he'll get his chance here, and I think he'll be fine moving forward. He's just too much talent. He's just a very young, inexperienced player. What is he, 22 maybe? Something like that. I mean, I think he'll have a nice rebound at some point, but he has to get that opportunity first, and they're just not going to give him that opportunity. He's going to have to earn it.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I was talking with the iconic Brian Batko earlier today, and
he's a wonderful beard. Yes.
Yeah, he looks great. And it was his opinion that if Fields just plays the way he's been playing, like nothing spectacular pretty much, but they win and he doesn't turn the ball over, that he'll start game four as well, even if Russell's healthy. Do you share that opinion?
There's a bunch of ifs there, but I don't know. They might be, that could happen. If everything goes as the first two games and he doesn't have to go out there and win the game for him and, you know, just be a game manager, yeah, you probably do give Russell another week here. But in my opinion, he's going to have to show you something more than just not losing a game, because eventually this defense is going to give up more than 7.5 points per game. You know, he's going to have to go out there and win the game. He's going to have to score more than 8-9 points a game. He's going to have to lead this team from behind. They've led for, you know, a good portion of the season right now. We just haven't seen that yet. Okay, he's holding on to the ball now. He's not turning it over now. But what happens when, you know, you're down 10 and they know you're throwing and you have to make some decisions that maybe aren't the right decisions? You have to make the right decisions. How does he perform there? If he passes that test, then yeah, you know, you might want to keep him in there. Myself, I want to see Russell Wilson in there. I want to see what he's able to do here. I mean, another thing we don't think about too much, Joe, is this. We're like, okay, you know, this Mike Tomlin has no loyalty to either one of these guys. I mean, bottom line is they're both on one-year deals. Russell Wilson might be retired next year. Justin Fields might get money to go somewhere else next year. Just because Justin Fields plays well this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers does not mean he's going to be here next year and be their quarterback of the future. You know how much players, teams around the league want to find a quarterback? Maybe somebody just overpays him. So there's no loyalty. They're just trying to win right now with whoever's best to make them give them the best opportunity to win, because next year both these guys could be gone. One might be by their choice and one guy might be by his choice. So, you know, there's no guarantee that Justin Fields is going to be back next year. I mean, somebody comes in and says, hey, Justin, we're giving you $40 million a year because you led the Steelers to a couple wins. Are the Steelers going to really throw out that money? I don't think so.
Limits, may I engage the big boy in a game of free association?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Roman Wilson in or out this week?
I think he'll be in. He'll have some plays for him.
Good call, bad call on Van Jefferson at the goal line last week.
I think it was a bad call said at the time. He just ran his route.
You're wrong. Defensively. Defensively.
I just saw a rat run by me. What the heck?
Where are you?
Oh, yes, it is. It's a big rat. Just ran right by me. Woo!
Where?
Right outside the Steelers facility.
Wow.
Holy mackerel. All right. Go ahead.
There has to be a joke in here somewhere, but I just can't think of it.
Is the exterminator right? Are you by Kennywood? Do you need the exterminators to come and take care of it?
He was moving pretty quickly, so I don't know where he went.
Justin Fields outplays Justin Herbert this week.
I think it's going to be I think you're going to look into a mirror there. That old Spider-Man meme. I think it's going to be one of the same.
Who wins the game?
Yeah, you put me on the spot right now.
Yes, I am. That's why you get paid the big boy bucks.
You know what? I reserve the right to change it later in the week, but I'm thinking the Chargers will squeak one out.
All right. One last one.
Go find this rat now.
Yeah, go find the rat.
What's the last one?
Last one is Artie Smith. Seems to be very enamored with the idea of Cordarrelle Patterson as a running back. Were you surprised that at a time in the game last week when it seemed like Najee time or Jalen time, it became Cordarrelle time for a series?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only four snaps he had, right?
Yeah.
I believe the entire game. I mean, I'm a big Cordarrelle Patterson fan. I think getting him on the field as much possible is good.
Why?
But, I like him. I really like how he plays the game. I think he can benefit this offense tremendously, so I don't have that much of a problem with it because I'm just a Cordarrelle Patterson fan. So, I mean, I could see if they used him 30 snaps. They used him 4. And like you said, you can question of the timing of this all, but I really don't have much of a problem with it.
I don't know, man. As a running back, I had a problem with it. I did. That's a point where you're trying to ice the game. You have your running backs in a rhythm, and they're splitting carries too, or at least splitting snaps.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a reason formation-wise that they were trying to, try to exploit. I'm sure there's a reason behind it.
Listen, last year as a running back, he averaged 3.6 yards a carry. This year it's down to 2.7. He's 33 years old. I know he had a nice run in preseason. I'm just not convinced that other than kickoffs and maybe even kickoffs, that he's still a guy who can be very helpful. Maybe he is. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't like the idea of him playing running back.
Joe, huh? I think we've come to a conclusion that this kickoff stuff is just garbage.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be in kickoffs.
Well, then it might not have to be anywhere then. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that you saw a rat. I know you're traumatized by that.
Yeah, I am traumatized.
Thank you, big boy.
All right.
There he goes. That was a moment, wasn't it?
He just says, all right, and hangs up. No goodbye from Mr. Cabali.
No, and none for you either.
No. He's a big-time man now.
He's gotten a lot
bigger. On
the
McAfee show.
Yeah, he's falling up for sure, isn't he? Now,
yes.
Him and Donnie Football are doing a special, aren't they?
Yeah, they do a Steeler pregame on Sundays.
That's gigantic in many ways.
Black and gold game day, I should say.
I'll say.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.